This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. Welcome to the Wednesday Morning Talk Show on this Wednesday, March the 5th, 2014. I'm Terry Tote. Joining me in studio today, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. We're talking about some of the area blood drives. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to chat in just a moment.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show here on this March 5th, 2014. Mindy, how in the heck are you, kid?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, except everybody's got a head full of snot and, yeah, you know, and that sort of thing. And I think that kind of comes with the winter.
We need spring weather.
Springtime will solve a lot of problems. Number one, sunshine puts everybody in a better mood.
It does, and hopefully it'll bring them out to the blood drives.
Well, and just right on cue, I think we're going to have a turn in the weather at least a little bit, especially next week, which might help out on some blood drives. But first off, today, our friends in Carlinville have a blood drive, right?
Yes, the Carlinville Elks Lodge. The Cross Church is sponsoring a drive there today from 12 until 6 p.m. tonight. So if anybody's in the Carlinville area, they can stop right there at the Elks Lodge and donate blood.
There you go. Mindy, let's talk a little bit about blood donation, then we'll get to all the blood drives coming up. How bad has it been this winter getting the blood drives in? Probably tough.
It's been pretty tough. They say it's been the worst winter in 35 years, and from my memory, I would say that's true. I've been at the blood center a little over 8 years, and I don't think I can remember canceling so many blood drives. We've had school canceled because of not just snow and ice that happens on occasion, but because of negative temperatures. And then we've also had schools cancel on us because they've simply missed so much school they can't take the kids out of class for a blood drive. So, you know, we're encouraging people to come out and help us out because 20% of our blood supply is high school students and college students. And when we can't get to the high schools and the colleges because they're not having class, not to mention how many people aren't coming out to the community drives when it's, you know, 12 below. And I don't blame them. It's cold, it's miserable, and people aren't feeling well. And, you know, it affects your morale. You know, you don't really want to go do anything, you know, grand when it's nasty outside. You want to go home and curl up with a blanket.
Tell me how the blood center has gone about his business knowing that the blood supplies are low. Do you just
donation? We've been a little creative. We opened our donor room until 9 p.m. On a Wednesday when we were in a particular situation, and we had some live remotes, I believe, up there, and we had a lot of donations of things that we could, you know, raffle off, some prizes, and we basically had our staff come in and work until, you know, 7 a.m., and we had people come in second shift and work until 9 p.m., and we actually were able to collect about 185 units that day, which really kind of got us over the hump after that last snowstorm, so we're getting creative.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Getting creative.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that 20% of the blood supply comes from high school and college students. How's that compared to, say, when you first started?
I would say it was more like about 10 to 15%, and now we're kind of pushing the door even about 25%. So not having those high school drives this winter is really going to affect, you know, the supply. So we're hoping that the high school students, obviously it's easier to capture them when they're at school because, you know, they're a captive audience. They get out of class. They, you know, they're comfortable. And I always say it's because they get out of class, but I really think a lot of it is high school kids aren't going to go to the dentist by themselves. So they're not going to go seek out a blood drive usually. Some of the ones who have done it a few times probably will, but they feel more comfortable at school doing it around their peers, around their teachers. You know, it's kind of like a camaraderie that makes them feel more comfortable and more at home with it.
Plus, it's just a change of pace.
It is. It's something different. And one of the things I always say, too, is it shows them how important blood donation is, that their teachers and their principal is going to let them out of class.
Sets a good precedent for their lives as they grow older.
It does. We're hoping that we're growing donors. We're hoping that they have a really good experience at their high school drive, and then they go on to college and donate, and then after college, and they get a job, you know, have a family, that they'll still come and seek out a blood drive.
Does the blood drive has the scholarships they they offer or did at one time?
We do. We still have our scholarship program that's offered through the Springfield Clinic. This year, we actually have four $1,000 scholarships. So there's four different categories. So there's a few less schools in each categories with that extra scholarship added in. And anybody can go to any community drive anywhere and credit a high school. They just need to inform the registration person that they want to credit that high school.
Still time to get some blood drives set up, though, coming into the springtime.
Yeah, we've still got a lot of space on our calendar. We have been playing musical chairs with our blood drives and calling people and begging them to go early, and other groups, you know, pushing them to different dates that maybe work, because now that they've got snow days, we've had schools that's testing has fallen on the day of the blood drive, or rescheduled basketball games. Things like that have really impacted everything. So typically we see a lot of blood drives in, you know, January, February, and March at the high schools, and, you know, a lot of those schools haven't been able to have them. So we're kind of pushing them everywhere. But we do have a blood drive this Friday at a high school. Litchfield High School is doing their blood drive from 9 to 2.
Okay. And not only does that involve students, but any citizen that wants to stop by.
Yeah, it's open to the public. If they want to come in, they'll get a free t-shirt. We've got snacks and cookies there, and we'll be on the Bloodmobile. So they'll go to the gym, register, and then they'll step right outside the back door, get on the Bloodmobile, and donate. And
does a Bloodmobile normally accompany a blood drive, or?
It can. It makes it a little easier. You know, we weren't sure what the temperature would bring to put PE students outside, so we thought it'd be safer to bring the Bloodmobile that day. You never know. It could be 55 on Friday. It could be negative 2.
But it is Illinois, so most anything is possible.
Yeah.
So Litchfield on Friday.
Uh-huh.
The next one after that is?
We will be at Hillsboro at the Moose Lodge on March 12th, which is next Wednesday, and that's from noon to 6.
And residents in the area still looking to get close to that 100-unit donation level, I know, at Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. And that would be a big, big help for all of our area hospitals that were supplied by the Central Illinois Community Blood Center.
It would be. You know, we've been struggling, like I said, all winter just to kind of keep up and maintain with the blood supply. And we're hoping as the weather gets warmer that people who have held off donating, or those people who have been sick all winter, because there's been a lot of sickness going around. So people who are feeling better and healthy are going to start coming out. And we're hoping that it's just going to be spring and everyone's going to come out. And we're going to have a really good turnout at our blood drives.
First good, warm, sunny day, people are going, we're getting out of the house.
Yeah.
We're going to find a blood drive someplace, okay? I know there's one in the area.
I'm hoping that's their goal, but they may just go for a drive and enjoy the pretty weather. I'm not sure, but we're hoping they'll come out and donate blood.
Mindy, we've had an awful lot of sickness this winter, only, and a lot of it is just the rhinovirus kind of cruddy stuff. Does that affect the ability to give blood, or is that just a commonplace thing?
If you've got a common cold, you can donate blood. And the reason being is the cold virus, once the blood is refrigerated, the cold virus is dead. It won't live at refrigerated temperatures. So you would think we wouldn't have this cold stuff when it's 12 degrees outside, but we do. But if you've actually got like a sinus infection because of the cold, or any other kind of infection that requires an antibiotic, you do need to be off of that for 48 hours and symptom-free. And obviously, you know, stomach flu bugs, things like that, we ask you to wait 48 hours after those symptoms are gone.
What are some of the other restrictions? And I've forgotten as time has passed here. It's been a few years since I've done this. But now I know folks who have recovered from cancer are eligible to give blood.
They are. If you've been in remission from cancer, 1 year in remission off medication, you can donate blood, except for leukemia and lymphoma. And those are still permanent deferrals.
Oh, okay. Any other restrictions as far as?
Blood thinners, obviously, are a no. I've had that asked before. They're like, well, do you think I'll bleed too much? We're like, well, patients with a bleeding problem really don't need blood thinners in the blood they're getting. It just could make things worse. So, typically blood thinners. There's a few things like Accutane for psoriasis. There's the prostate medication, but most medications are fine. If they have a question, they can always call ahead to the blood center. They can call 217-241-7550 and talk to our tele-recruitment staff, who can look it up in a book for them.
Plus, there is a registration process at each site that you might be able to get some information.
Correct. They can always show up at a blood drive and ask for a nurse if they want to do that part first, or they can register and go through the process. We have a lot of people who say, well, I'm diabetic. Diabetics can give blood as long as they're well controlled. A lot of people who are like, oh, I take a lot of medicine, and most medicines are fine. High blood pressure, high cholesterol. I mean, if those deferred donors, we would be in a big trouble with the blood supply because a lot of Americans are on that stuff. So
how many units of blood do you supply a week to area hospitals? Thousands? Tens of thousands?
We supply about 185,000 to 200,000 pints a year to our 85 hospitals.
That's incredible.
So as far as how many a week, I'm not sure.
And it probably varies for the time of year.
Yeah. I know that the blood that I'm responsible in any given month is I try to collect between, you know, about 600 pints of blood in a given month. And that's just me. And there's lots of me's in the different counties. I cover 8 of our counties. But I know that in the month of February, I had near 300 of those 600 pints that were canceled off the calendar due to weather.
Makes it tough.
It does make it tough.
Wow. Working a little OT, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying. Like I said, I'm getting creative. We're doing some fun stuff and trying to do what we can do to make up those units somewhere. But it's really hard when, you know it's a community drive and it's snowing and sleeting and our staff is there waiting on the donors, but they don't want to come out. And I understand that, but...
How does an organization or an entity go about acquiring a blood drive? Some people may not have the faintest idea.
Yeah, if they want to host a blood drive, they can certainly call me if I'm in their 8-county area. If not, I will direct them to who is in their 8-county area. But I do cover Montgomery, Bond, Macoupin, Scott.
The listening area.
Pretty much. Yeah. Scott, Green. I'm a little bit of everywhere. So, basically, if they call me, my cell phone number is 217-502-9204, and that's my cell phone number. They can catch me, and we can narrow down a date. We've got a blood mobile we can bring, so if they can get donors and help promote it, we'll, you know, bring all the stuff we need to do it.
What do they need up front? Obviously, a place to hold it, but are there any specific requirements for holding it? Just be willing to recruit some people.
Yeah, be willing to recruit donors and help us out with the recruitment efforts to get people signed up. Have a location that we can either park the bus or sometimes there's we've got a blood drive coming up Saturday the 15th of March at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield. They've got a very nice room there that we can host the drive in. So we'll be inside where it's nice and warm that Saturday. And so if people are out, it's from 9 to noon that Saturday there in Litchfield. If they're out doing grocery shopping or running around Litchfield, they can pop in and donate blood real quick. But they've got a nice room. So if you've got a nice big conference room, I can come check it out. Or, you know, we have a lot of groups that are, you know, we've had nursing homes that, you know, maybe only have 30 employees there, but they'll get 20 of them signed up. So, you know, we're willing to come out. And if we just want to come out for 2 hours at your location and 2 hours at one of your neighboring businesses, we're fine to do that as well.
Interesting. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, we will come to you.
That's how urgent the need for blood is.
It is.
It not only do we deal with accidents, but, you know, cancer treatments and other sorts of operations and stuff like that, it has to be there.
Yeah, for everything.
It's very perishable.
It is perishable. Blood actually stays on the shelf for 42 days, but you can only give every 56 days. Creative conundrum.
Yeah.
we encourage
it's that new math, isn't it?
Yeah. So we encourage people to donate as often as possible to make sure that supply is always there. But as most of us know, a lot of patients are treated in St. Johnson Memorial in Springfield. We've got the NICU there. So we've got the burn center there. So those aren't just patients from Springfield that are being treated there. They're flying patients in from all over the central Illinois area. So we encourage all the outlying areas to help us maintain those supplies as well.
And we're pretty fortunate to have all the hospitals what we do here in the central part of the state. There are areas of the country that just cannot give us that level of health care.
Well, and I completely understand, too, that we've got a lot of good hospitals. We've got St. Francis. We've got Hillsborough Hospital in this area that donors can go to, Carlinville Area Hospital that we supply. And there are some places that you can live, and I couldn't believe this, but there are some places you can live. I have a friend who lives in Wyoming. She's 4.5 hours from a hospital.
Wow.
And if it's snowing, she's stuck. They can't get in there. So I'm like, I can't imagine being 4.5 hours from a hospital. So we are very fortunate to have a lot of our hospitals around and readily available to us.
So today, Carlinville at the Elks, and next Wednesday at the Moose in Hillsborough, and on the 15th of March at the First Baptist Church
from 9 to noon in Litchfield, and this Friday, we're going to be at the Litchfield High School from 9 to 2.
Home of the Purple Panthers. There you go. And you can always check the website, which is?
CICBC.org.
Mindy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
I'm trying.
And good luck on your blood drives.
Thank you.
And if anybody has any questions about hosting a blood drive, your cell again is?
It's 217-502-9204. And I will tell them I travel 8 counties, so sometimes I don't have a signal in some of the areas I go. But leave a message. It'll eventually pop up on my phone.
Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Thank you very much, Mindy.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. For the Wednesday Talk Show, I'm Terry Toth.